We're starting Be'ezer Hashem, the last Perek, in Yitin, Perek HaMegaresh. Zog the Mishnah, HaMegaresh es Ishtoi v'omalo. Harayat muteres l'chol odom, elo l'ploini. He said that you are muta l'chol odom, besides ploini. Should remain also to plainly. Abilaza mater, v'chachomim oisem. This said, b'shas, the Mesiris haget. The get was a posha to get, and b'shas, the Mesiris, he said over the statement, that you should be mutal l'chol adam, ela l'plainly. So we have a machloikis rabbelazim v'chachomim. Kate said, Yasa, according to the Chachamim that holds it is not a good get, so how can he rectify his Dibbo B'Shas Mesira Saget? Is Yitlana Imenu, she should take it back from her. V'yagza v'yitinena lo, v'yoymala hareyat muteres l'chol odom. And he should tell her hareyat muteres l'chol odom. And so this time, B'Shas Mesira, the get is Mata. Kosvay B'Soichai, what if this condition, Red Materis L'Chalodim Elo L'Pleini, was written B'Feirish in the get? Afalpi Shechozer Amachkei Apostles, even though he'll erase this condition from the get, it's still possible. Zakrashi Megarish, V'Omalo B'Shas Mesira. He told her this B'Shas Mesira Saget. He boy Elohu. So the Gemara clears a shaila. What is Pshat? Elo Leplaini. What does this Elo mean? Hai Elo Chutz. Aret Muteres L'chol Odom. Chutz Mi Plaini. So there's a shiur in the Gerishin. I'm not being matter you to everyone. Oy almenasu, or maybe it's almenas. Red muteres l'chol adam almenas that you should be also leplaini. Almenas shalaitinose leplaini. Now the Gemara explains. Do I say chutzu that it's a shir? Red muteres l'chol adam besides plaini. So then we could say, Ubechutzu, the pligi Rabbonin alei de Rabbi Elazar, the machlekes, the Rabbonin and Rabbi Elazar is dafke bechutz, the hashaya lo beget. There's a shiur in the get. Alvo ba'almenas, moidelei. But ba'almenas, there'll be moide. Midi dahave akol tnai da'almen. He says, if there's no shir in the Gerishin, so it could be, they're just making a tanai, al menas shaloi tinosi leploini. So this is a milsa achite. So this is no chesoron bechlal in the Gerishin. So the whole machloikis of our Mishnah is only by chutz, oidilme. Or maybe punfakert. Almenasu. Elo means almenas. Almenas shalaitinosi leplaini. Uba almenas hu de pligi Rabbi Lezer ad Rabbono. By almenas, Rabbi Lezer is chavik and Rabbono. Avul bechutz. But by chutz, moide. Do hoshai lo beget. Fakert o whole Koyach of Rabbi Lezer is only by Almanaz. Oma Ravine Toshma. So let us see what the word Elo means. We learned Kol Abatim Mitamim Binegoyim Elo Shaloiv Dikechov. Yamrit Bishloime Chutzu. So if you'll say the word Elo means Chutz besides. So Shapir. So it's very good. Says Eretz Achuzaschem, Davke, the bottom of the Bnei Yisrael. Elo I Amrit Almenasu, but if you'll say Almenas, so then the Mishnah It's very difficult to understand. So then it would be saying as follows, Kol habotim metamim b'negoyim, under the condition, al menas d'loy metamu botei oivdei kechobim. Al menas d'loy metamu botei oivdei kechobim. Hu de metamu botei Yisrael. Then botei Yisrael are tamim. Ha metamu botei oivdei kechobim. But if there'll be metame bote ayved kechavim, lo metame bote Yisrael. So then it won't be metame. So it's a condition that the tumah of bote Yisrael is dependent if it will be metame, if it won't be metame. Va'oid bote ayved kechavim mi metame, can they then become tame? We can make a tenai. Vosanya v'nosati neged zaras b'veis eretz achuzaschem. Eretz achuzaschem metame b'negoyim. Ve'im bote evit kechovim metame b'negoyim. So, from there we see that elo means chutz. Elo shma mino. Chutzu shma mino. He says, we see if some other place, the Tana used the word Elo, and there we see it only has one translation of Chutz, and some of that's Agili, wherever it says Elo, it means Chutz. So the Gemara continues, Mas Nisen Deloiki Hai Tana. You're 100% right, that the Mishneh, that brings down the machloikis of Elezer and the Chachomim, is speaking by chutz. Elezer holds afilu by chutz, it's a good get, and the Chachomim say by chutz, it's not a good get. Abu Masnis and the loiki haitane. There's a tane that says the machloikis is by almenas. The sanye. Omer Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda leinechleku Rabbi Lezer v'chachomim ala megarish es ishtoi v'omer lo harayat muteres l'chol odom chutz miploini she'ein megoreshes. There's no machloikis there. Everyone holds, including Rabbi Lezer, that she's not megoresh. Amar nechleku al hamegarish ishtoi v'omer lo harayat muteres l'chol odom al menas sh'loi tenosi l'ploin. The whole machloikis is al menas sh'loi tenosi l'ploin. There sh'rabbi Elezer mater l'chol odom chutz me'oisei ha'ish v'chachomim oisei. So we see in the Baraisa that Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda holds that the machloikis is not by chutz, not the way our Mishnah says. The machloikis is by almenas, and by almenas, the Chachamim hold, it's also no good. What does Rashi say? Almenasu, almenas sh'loi tenosi l'ploini. Avol ba'almenas moide rabona. That's one side. The beget leishaya. In the, there's no shir in the gerishin. Shei tira b'mesiras haget l'chol odom b'mitzad the maise gerishin. She's muta. Elo shehisna imo. But he made a tenai. Almenash shuloi tinosi loze. Almenash shouldn't marry him. The einze ella kitnai ba'alma. So that's one side. Ella shloi b'kechavim d'chsiv achuzascha. Hoche shaya begite kivin da'asno b'hadosh loi rinose loze. Here, this is different than all t'noyim. All t'noyim is not magbal her from getting married to anyone. Above here, kiven da asni bado shloili nosei loze nimtze shloihi tiro getze l'chol odom. L'maise, the get was not matahar l'chol odom. Let us see part of the first Tosfos. The whole Tosfos is totally in a sugya later, which at the present time we won't understand. But let us just see the Pilpul and Tosfos. Hamigarish. Aval Balmanas Moidala. L'chayre ha-yanire d'davke ba'almenas sh'loi tinosi moide d'loi habishio. Tosfos says that what the Gemara wants to say, according to our Mishnah, the Mishnah is speaking about chutz, by ba'almenas is moide loi, l'chayre nire d'davke ba'almenas sh'loi tinosi moide d'loi habishio. Mishum d'hutra etz loi biznos. Because Lamaise, after the Tanai, she's still permitted to be mezanet with the Ploini. So that is why there's no chesoron in the Gerish. Aval balmenas shaloi tiboli feloi tinosi. But what will be if the Tanai will answer Sais nus and sais nisui. Havishia kemoichut. So Tosfos wants to say that the whole maila of almenas is dafke if there is a heter to that ploini with snus, so a maila, so then there's no shir in the gerish. Lahochi noket bebraise. Now Tosfos is going to prove this because the Beraise, as she also said, Amanasu, Amanashaloi Tinosi. The Beraise said, Amanashaloi Tinosi Laploini. That's what the Beraise said. When the Beraise said Amanasu, Sashaloi Tinosi. Nashaloi Tinosi Greide. Bishaloiti nasi, biloiti boli, maida rabeleza, dahavishia, kemeichus. Now Tosfos is going to go into a Gemara further to prove this. But let's skip over the Raya, but since we didn't, as yet did not learn the Gemara. Umihu nirelari, so that was the lachayra hayanire. And then let's go down three shurits. Umiu nirelari da filu balmenas shaloiti nosi veloiti boli moide rabbonon vlehavi shiura. That rabbonon a moide filu bait shaloiti nosi shaloiti boli. De kiven de ein oisra ele beloshen tonight. Since he's only answering a beloshen tnai, habe ki'ilu utra l'keil. L'maise, the get was matter to everyone. And only the tnai is holding her back. I'd like to mention a very choshebe ha'ore that Ayelus HaShachar is Mo'irer and the first Mahalach of Tosfos. The second Mahalach of Tosfos really is very understandable. That means that there's no difference if the Rabbonon, zum Beispiel the Rabbonon of our Mishnah, Mo'ida Ba'al Menas, there's no difference if he said Almanash Loi Tinosi or Shloi Teboli, or he said Almanash Loi Tinosi. Because the lumdus is that Bemis and the get is matter, mitzad the get she's mutter to everyone, and the Tanai is restraining her from Biye, from the Suin, but has nothing to do with the Etzem Gerishin. Tosfos in the first Lashon held not like that. Tosfos in the first Lashon held that if he said Almenas Shaloi Tinosi, so then it's good. Saramanash, Loite Nasi, Veloite Boli, then it's no good. So the Yelis HaShachar says, what would be the din by chutz? If a person will say, Hareyat Muteres L'chol Odom, chutz miznuseich. It means a Gemara later. Your mutter, get married. But znus, if you're mizane, that's, there's an isareshus ish. Chutz miznuseich. So, the Gemara further would seem that this falls into the category of Asamach Leikis, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim. If there's a chesorin geirishin of chutz, Rabbi Lezer does no chesorin, Chamor there is a chesorin. So if we will say that chutz misnuseich, there is a shir and the geirishin, so how does Tosfos understand al menas shaloiti boli? Let's see, al menas shaloiti boli v'tinosi. You'll have to get married, but al menas shaloiti boli. So why is this good? So kochach tanai is different. So what is pshat in Tosfos? What is pshat in Tosfos that Tosfos says? No, he says al menas shaloiti boli. Avodah tanai won't help. This is the horror from the Yelis HaShachar. So the Yelis HaShachar says, Be'emison, we will really have the Gemara further. There's really two chesroines by chutz. There's one chesroin by chutz that there is, that means, Re'meteres l'cholotam chutz. Chutz mi pleini, chutz mi znuseich. So al koponim, so if he is being mishayer in the ishus, that means l'gabi znus, I'm still your husband. So there's a chesaron of krisus. That means if you're mishayer, so she's not completely cut off from you, there's still strings attached. So b'meile, that's the svar of the chachamim. If a person says, Al-Minas, Shaloiti Nosi Veloiti Boli, a fellow will say it's no good. But we won't say it's a shir. It's not in the Geirishin alone. Tanai is Zicha Milsa Achite. This is, the Geirishin is a complete Geirishin. There's a Krisus. So the Zicha Asvore, and that's Lafiyem is the Svore of the second Malach in Tosfos, that there shouldn't be any problem. There's no chason in crisis over here. He says, Amanash Aleite Nasi Veleite Boli. But there's another problem. There's a problem. The Pasuk says, Vohoiso Leishacha. And the Gmosna say later, Vohoiso Leishacha, Vishulchem, Vohoiso Leishacha, Lachol Ishvish, the Chachamim hold that, the get has to be matara to everyone. This is a new chesaron. This is not a chesaron of shiur. This could be as a chesaron of filu by tanai. That the result of the get has to be vahoysa lishacha to anyone. And if after the get, who is she mutato? Well, let's see what we spoke out. So felt in vahoysa lishacha. So here Tosfos wanted to differentiate. So if Lamaisa there's a heta l'chol ish v'ish, good, the heta is mugbur, maybe for nesuin not and for bia, yes, but there's a heta l'chol ish v'ish, so then we yaitse the v'hoisa l'ishacha. But if with the tanai our hands are tied, of Lamaisa v'hoisa l'ishacha won't be, because if you'll be over the tanai, so it comes out, you'll never ever have to this person. Whatever the lumdus will be. So that was the shaila of Tosfos. And Tosfos in the first sat held that tapke, if there's a heta bia, so then the chachamim amoide, then the yeva v'hoysa lishacha, not in gansen, but l'chol ish v'ish, there is some sort of a heta. And the Tosfos in the second teretz holds
That no, the Baisla, the get is matter for everything. That's what there was a condition made in Bepoil. She won't be able to be nivel from that person. She won't be able to get mad to that person. That's irrelevant. That's Taisus in the second. The Abba Ke'ilu Hutcha Lakel. That's what Taisus says in the second Mahalach. That's how the Yelas HaShachar is Mevaya, the two Mahalchim in Taisus. Now let us see the next Taisus. Amar Rabine Toshma. Kol Apatim, Uminisnan, Bereish Zvochim, Kol Azvochim, Shenizbuchu, Shaloy Lushmon, Kshayrim, Ushloy Olu Lebailam, Lushem Choyve. So we want to find out what the taich of Elo is. Now there it says, every kolm that was geshochten shaloi lishmos kosher, Elo shaloi olu lebailam l'shem choyve, he wasn't yoytze his choyve. It means if he made a nether, so he wasn't mekayim the nether. It's a kosher kolm, he wasn't mekayim the nether. He wasn't yoytze his choyve. Rabbi Motzi, so let's bring the sichan that almenas. Doesn't my shaykh lay almenas v'lay chutz? The ela doesn't mean chutz either. Kol azvachim shenizbu shloish man ksherim chutz. It's not chutz besides. No, it's rak. The over there, v'oise lehabel aloshin rak o yavol. So that therefore the gemara cannot be poshed to shayla from that mishnah. Let us see the gemara further. Now the Gemara is going to bring Rayas to Rabbi Lezer, Mayd Chachomim Achaylik. Umas Nisen Dolkimna Bechutz, my time at Rabbi Lezer. What is the time of Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer holds that Afilu by Chutz, it's kosher, Aret Muteres Lechol Odom, Chutz me plainly, why is it good? Oma Rabyanai Mishum Zoken Echod Omako Vyotza mi Beisai Baholcha Bahoiso Leish Acher. So the Pasuk says that after the Gerishin, what do we need? What is Ma'akev? Baholcha Bahoiso Leish Acher. She should be able to get married Leish Acher. Afilu Lehitira Ella Leish Acher Arezu Megeresh. So Mamela, so you see there's no problem. That's the minimum qualifications of Gerishin. Vahucha Bahisa Li Ishach, Vahucha La Loilam Li Ishach. Verabonon, what did the Rabbonon do with Rabbi Lezer's with this posse? Haish Lachol Ish Vish. It doesn't mean one ish, it means for everyone. So Mela, there's no raya from the pasuk. As Mentaisus Arosh says, not that the Rabbonon need a pasuk to tell us that it's no good. We'll see later, Misvor, they also hold that it's no good. But the pasuk is not proof to Rabbi Lezer. Just being matcha the raya to Rabbi Lezer. That's Rabbi Yanai's mahalach. Rabbi Yechon Omar, time of the Rabbi Lezer mahochem. It says, when by Yisure Kohune, Beisha, Gerusha, Meisha, Loyikochu. Afilu, Loynis, Garsha, Elo, Meisha, Nifsolo, Mina Kohune. That, the Issa, Gerusha, Lekoyen, it says, Beisha, Gerusha, Meisha, she's Gorush, Meisha, Loyikochu. Now, Dachsachmir, we can assume a kaponim for the present time, that we can be mevayel this halacha as follows. Bemesin, in every ishus, there are two inyonim. There's one inyon that ishus is a kinyon. Ha'isha niknis. She belongs to her husband. There's kinyonim involved. There's another inyon, the osala akula alma kehagdish. There's an issa. Reyat mukudeshes li mukudeshes la alma bishvili taisu says in kedushin. Although there's an issa, he's asering her. There's isurim also. Beisha grusha meisha loyikochu dachsach me means that he gave her a get, and he said, I'm not being mad to you to anyone. That means my issa that I had made with the issues, that still remains. But your grusha me isha, that means my kinyan, that you were konui to me, that I'm giving you a get. So I'm making a partial gerish. I'm making a gerishin that is not matter you to anyone, the issa should still remain. But al kaponim, your gorush, you don't have a husband anymore. Grusha me isha. So it says, so the Torah said, now what happened? After he did this, he died. So the pasuk says, a kohen is not permitted to marry her. That's also a grusha that's also a kohen. So Rabbi Yochanan says, so we see that even though the gerishin did not accomplish too much, it was not matter at all, but there was a miktsas, there was a scholos hagerishin, isha grushim isha, that's what he also lekohune. So we see that there is a concept of, there's no such din that gerishin has to bring about a complete separation between the husband and wife, that there's no shia. We see that there is such a concept of gerishin, that's isha grusha me isha, and she's called a grusha, so there's such a concept of gerish. Afilu loy nizgarsha ela me isha nifsla minakuna. Alma havigita. So there's such a get, she's called a grusha. Verabonon isa kohune shani. Rabonon say isa kohune, you can't learn out from this pasuk. This is isa kohune. Now let us see what Rashi says. Hello Meisha, the Omalo Arei At Megureshes Mimeni, Viat Muteres Lecholodo. Bezehu Reyach Haget Shepoisel Bekohune. This is Areyach Haget. By Kohune Filo Areyach Haget is possible. You don't need a complete Geirishin. Areyach Haget also passes Lekune. So it has a Torah's get. So in the case of the Mishnah, that it was matter, is muteres lachem. So he shall be muter to those that he was matter. So the Chachamim said, Issa kohune shani. Sheribo behem akosu mitzvahs yiseiris. Kanim have mitzvahs yiseiris. More mitzvahs than a yid has. What is permissible to a yid is also to a koyim. L'chayre, I would think pshat in the Gemara is, according to Rashi, that the Chachamim atayning, when this is zikher, it was not a complete gerishin over here, for sure. Still, according to Rabbi Lezer, there was just a miktsas gerishin. Rabbi Eliezer brought a raya from this, so a mitzvah is also called a gerishin. It's called a gerishin. So you can make gerishin in steps. It doesn't have to be a complete dover hakeiris beinoy lebeino. You can make different types of chilukim. And this chelik alone is sufficient, even though it's not matter at all. It gives her a shame grusha. And Dach Sechmer the Pnei Yeshua has to say, according to Rabbi Lezer, what would be the din in such a case? If he said, Areid megereshes mimeni, asur lechol adam, and then he dies. Will there be a din yibum? So according to Rabbi Lezer, she's Grusha Sochit. It was a get. It wasn't a get with all its heterah, but it's a get. It's a get that asks Lekuhune, and it's a get that's Grusha Sochit. Something happened to the issues. There was a Reat Begereshes Mimeni. There's still left over issues, but the issues, there was some sort of a gerush in an issue. The Chachamim Bafsach me a tining that in Reyach HaGet we don't need that it should have Gerishin is Hilchus Gerishin is an Ebenezer. Isure Kohune, okay, it's also Botan and Ebenezer. But this is a different Yisure Kohune does not depend on the Hilchus Geirishin. In Reyach, it's sufficient that even though it doesn't have a Teiris get whatsoever, because there is a Chesoron in Krisus, it's Shaya, but in Yisure Kohune, that's sufficient. Like Yisurei Kohune, Afilu HaReach is also sufficient. It's called HaReach, Afilu, nothing was accomplished. I mean, L'chaire, that is what the Chachamim are tiny. That the Ribla Mitzvah Yisairis, there's nothing wrong with an Almonach, for Kain Godel, something wrong with an Almonach, I mean, so in HaReach, that's more or less what the Chachamim are tiny. Boy, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba klared the shayla, be kedushin haya. What will the halacha be by kedushin? Tiboyil Rabbi Lezer, tiboyil Rabbom. Tiboyil Rabbi Lezer. Ad kan leikoma Rabbi Lezer roche, el mishum dechsiv kroi. He says, Rabbi Lezer had psukim that he could make a mikzas geirishin. He had mekayres that there's such a geirishin also. Avol hosam kin yimau yabinin, but by kedushin without any psukim, without any geluyim, so ki yikach ish isha, he has to, if he'll say such a cheshbin, areyat, B'kadesh is lean, you should be muta teruvein. So there's a chesoron in his kinyan. So she's not completely his husband. She's muta teruvein. There's no such issues like that. And yet we have a gzeres akosum, that there is such a concept of gerish. But without any limudim, so by kedushin it won't help. Aydil meviyotza b'roysa. Or maybe you're right, I can be svari 100% right, but now we're working with Xeris HaKosov, so just like I have Xeris HaKosov, that the Shayach to be a shiur and the Gerishin, so I learn of Yotza Barisa, that whatever applies by Gerishin applies by Kedushin. That is Tiboyi L'Rabbi Leza. Tiboyi L'Rabbon. Ad kan l'ikomri Rabbonon hoche, el debein in Krisos v'leke. Because their misvara, they held that is the essence of Gerishin. They have to be divided, cut off. There can't be any strings attached. There can't be any connections. So, Memela, by get, it's no good. Avol hosam kinyan koldo. Who says that ki yikach ishisha has to mean that it has to be a kicha legabi everyone? He got a kinyan in her, so could be misvore. Kedushin is better than gerushin. What says kiyikach? Oy dilme viyotza v'hoisa. But maybe we have a gzeres hakosov. By get misvore, it's no good because you need krisus. So maybe we have a viyotza v'hoisa. Lebosa diboy lehoda poshto after Rabbi Abba. Klal de shayli was poishet de shayli. Beile Rabbe Lezer, Beile Rabbonon, Bina Biyotza Bois. So So Meilo come out according to Rabbi Leza, Kedusha Chutz will be good. According to the Rabbonon, Kedusha Chutz will not be good. Zot Rashi, B'Kedushin Hayech, He's got Shili, Le'osa, L'chol Odom, Chutz Mi'Ploini Mal. That means, my Kedushin will not Asar Amploini. Tachsiv Koi, Kedamoron, Le'ishacha, Grusha Me'isha, by a get, you could make partial Gerish. Uviyotza Bahoisa, Aki Shabai Letzia, Bekivin the Begerish and Beget, Ochinami Havi Kedusha, Vinesra Lakil, Chutz Me'isha Ish, I said Chutz Me'Ploini. Then the Gemara says, according to the Rabbon, Abin increases Veleko, Dagida Bey, Legabey, Dahu Gavra, they're the Staka Chesaron of Krisus. They're not cut off. They're still attached to Legabey, that person. Ad Poshta Bein, Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Leza, Abi Kedushin, Rabbonon, Lehavi Kedushin. On Arabaye, so now Abaye said as follows, if we will assume that Rabab is correct, so it comes out that Kedusha Chutz is telling the Machloikis, Rabbi Leza and the Chachomin. So I'll tell you something. Bo Reuven v'kitcha chutz mishimin. Reuven was mekadesha chutz mishimin. Ubo Shimon was his brother. Vikitcha chutz miruven. And Shimon felt indebted to Reuven. He was so nice. He married a Pseidiman for us. His Isha should ask on Shimon. So Shimon did the same thing. So I'm being the Kaddisha, but I don't want that my Isha should ask on Reuven. Umesu, and they both died. Umesu shneim, misyabemes lelevi, vein ani koire bo eishes shneimes. Now like this is a, we'll see in Rashi, there's a concept of eishes shneimesim, that a woman that's falling from two brothers, there's a zike from two brothers, so there's no din of yibo. The whole din of Yibum is meis echad mehem. If one brother dies, it's a din Yibum. The other brother's miyabim, then the zika falls off. And then if he dies, well then the third brother can be miyabim, because there's only a zika from one brother. But if a yavam is confronted that she's falling from two brothers, she's an eishish neimesim, there's no such thing. Zuktapaye, let me tell you something. Afilu, we will assume, according to Rabbi Leza, that it is possible for two men, two brothers, to have the same wife with Kedusha Chutz. But if the second one said Chutz Miruvein, so let us analyze this. So what did the second one accomplish with his issues? Nothing. There's a lashon of the Er Sameach in the beginning of Hilchos Yibum. The kedushin lo mikri rak oison sheshoylelin tfisas kedushin meacherim. Kedushin, we see the issa, the whole concept of kedushin is I'm taking away the opportunity of Tvisa's Kedushin from everyone, that makes her my wife. By taking away the koyach that someone else should be able to have issues in her. That is the concept of issues. So if Reuven was Mekadishar to the Chutz Mishimin, so Lamaise Kedushin is in Tvisa's in her, no one can marry her besides Shimon. And Shimon was not Shailo Tvisa's Kedushin from anyone. He didn't, that means his issues did not answer her on Reuven, didn't answer her on the world. The world she's also because of Reuven. He said, Chutz Mishimon. So Memele, so Abaye says, so according, in such a case, she's not considered Eishes Shimon. She never got married to Shimon. There's no concept of Eishes to Shimon if Shimon did not asa her on anyone. If Shimon was not Shoylo Tvisas Kedushin from anyone, that's not considered Eishes. Where will there be a possibility of Eishes Neimesim? Kigoin shebo Ruven v'kitcho chutz mi Shimon. Ubo Shimon v'kitcho stav. When Shimon was Mekadosh, he didn't make any conditions, right? Mekadoshes. The Kedusha Ruven ahani l'meisra alme. So Ruven is called, he made Kedushin, because to his issues, no one can marry her. The Kedusha Shimon ahani l'meisra Ruven. In Shimon's issues accomplished, that she's also on Ruven. So in such a case, then there'll be Eishes Neimesim. Then there'll be Eishes Neimesim, and then we'll have the pasuk that there's no din yibum, because she's falling from two husbands, bebas achas, and that's Hagabucha, the Rishonim want to say, it's speaking about that both died bebas achas, because else we'd have another problem of that Bishas Nefila was Nesra when Reuven died, so there could be a din yibum because of Shimon. So the Rishonim say, speak about that they died with Basachas, and now there's no din yibum because of Eishes Shneimes. Let us see Rashi. Im Tim Tzeloyme, Isol Adarababe, Alibe Darabeleza, Rabbi Kedushin. Filohochi, bo Ruven v'kitcho legabi kuli alme, chutz mi Shimon ochiv. Ubo Shimon v'kitcho chutz mi Ruven. Umeisu shneim, mishabemes lo levi achiyem. Ve'ein ani koirei bo eishe shnei meisim. This is not called eishe shnei meisim. Lo oischo lo levi. Mipnei zikas shnei yevomim. That she's falling from two mason. This number Yibomis Shloisha Achim. The Gemara Yibomis speaks about a different seer of Eishes Shnei Mason. Three brothers. Umeis Echod Mehem. Vo'osa Hasheni Maimer B'Yivimtoi. And the second one made Maimer. That means he did not make Yibom. He gave her Kesef or Shtar. Now, Maimer is not Mafkiya the Zike, so she's still Zekuka le Yibum from the issues of Ruven. Now the Baal HaMaimer died. Umeis, now he died. Now, Lechere, let us just assume Maimer is only a Kinyan Darabono. So she's falling Liyibum from Ruven Minatoire. She's falling from Shimon Midarabono. Ischeletzes veloy misyabemish. Shenemo omeis echad mehem yibom yovi aleo. Mi shaleo zikas yovom echad. Veloy shaleo zikas nei yibom. But over here she's falling from two mesim. Kigoin zu, shadain lo yotsuso mizikas yibumi hameisorish. She still has a kuke from the first mates. The ain yavama yaitza mizikosa ela bibir. Only yibum is mafkiya the zika. Benitois voleo zika machmas mamori shosheni. Now that Shimon died, the balamaima, so there's a new zika from Shimon. So there the Gemara says that Levi cannot be miyabim because she's an Eishes Shnei Mason, so he gives Chalitza. V'hochash minun Abaye, afilo isa l'dar Ababe, afilo we hold like Ababe, shekedushin keilo habe kedushin l'gabi alme, v'nimsu shneiem kedushin. So l'cheira would seem, she's married to both of them, ain't any keira by Eishes Shnei Mason. My time a kedusha de Ruven ahani, abu kedusha Shimon loy mahani midi. The kedusha of Shimon did not accomplish anything. The kibbutz machutz me Ruven, since Shimon said chutz me Ruven, Loyosra al shum odom hamutam. So he did not ask her and anyone she was mutter to till now. Shrei asur evimedesi al alakoil chutz meruven. She's also to everyone besides Reuven, and Shimon did not ask her on Reuven. Well, let us see Taisvitz. Shrabi Lezer mater l'chol odom chutz mi oisai ha'ish. Now, Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yehuda said that Rabbi Lezer was never mater by chutz. Then there's a shir in the Geirishin. Rabbi Lezer was only mater by almanas, almanash leitinosi leploini. So memele, there Rabbi Lezer was mater. Mashme, dafilu bechaye oisei ha'ish matira linosei. Now the lashon of Rabbi Lezer would seem Rabbi Lezer mater lechol odom. So that means she's now allowed to get married to anyone besides that person he said amanash leitinosi leplein. V'hiksha Rabbeinu Shmuel amay lechashin and dulma loitekayim tino k'da omar le'el b'misha ochsoi k'abi areza gitoch amanash etit b'lim osayim zuz. That means, so there, we find that since the Geirishin is dependent on the Kiyamatnai, so we will not be Matara to marry someone else, since if she won't be Mekayim the Tnai, so the get won't be Chal. Loitinosei Achetite, vo'oid mei virayi Rabbeinu Yitzchak gebreisa de lekamon, Amenas shaloi tiboy li la'aba lavicha, ein choyshishin shema tiboy lahem. So you are allowed to get married right away. Hola acha, but if he said amenas shaloi tiboy li la'plaini, choyshishin shetiboy lahem, she's not allowed to get married. So we see that there are certain tnoyim that we can't rely on her integrity, that, yeah, don't worry about it, you just marry me. I mean, if the whole Geirishin is dependent on certain conditions, we cannot be mata the Geirishin, Kozman, we are not assured that the conditions will be niskaya. So on over here it says, Amenas shaloitinosi leploini, Mati l'chalodom chutz meisish, allowed to get married. How are you allowed to get married? And what's going to be if it's tinosi l'ploini? How can we be mati such a thing? The tirits harav rabuchonim. The shani gabi mosayim zuz. She says, really, we do rely on her integrity. I mean, if the get won't be a get, she's also in hot water. Now, amenas, but the amanash shatitni mesayim zuz the eshlochish shizicha has intentions to be mekayim the tenai the eshlochish pentapsi desashalo what'll be she'll lose all her money leitucha lekayim tno she'll be unable to mekayim the tenai v'chein gabi sheloiti boli la'acha if there was a tenai sheloiti boli la'acha chashini shemayove le'aboimis so he'll be ma'anis her. And also, so it's not biyodo, that means we could really trust her. But there are certain conditions that it's not biyodo. So therefore we say she's not allowed to get married. Avol hocha almenash shaloi tinosi, leko lemechish sheyiso eno balkocha, he'll marry her off balkocha, the nisuin niyavsha balkocha, he can't make nisuin without her das. So therefore, if the only way that Tnai could be, it could be Mavatal, that Tnai is only through her Rotzen, I don't have to be Chayish that she'll do such a thing, since she'll also be hurting herself by being Oivan the Tnai, So therefore, the Chazal were mata, she's allowed to get married to everyone, chutz me'ayseh ha'ish.